Sendingen sponset av Coop. Litt ditt.
Hjertelig velkommen til en ny episode av podcasten FN Fotballstart skal spille i Eliteserien i 2026. Daniel, tidligere i dag spilte vi inn en episode der vi blant andre pratet med Azar Karadas, Håkon Lorentzen, Jon Olav Nordheim, Sivert Sira Hansen. Altså, nå er det faktisk bare god stemning.
Det er veldig god stemning, og da er det jo klart at det var fint å få splittet opp litt i to i dag. Nå fikk vi på en måte tatt feiringer med spillere og trenere, men så er det jo skjedd ting i denne klubben de siste halvandre årene. Det er kommet en gjeng amerikanere, og det er jo litt rart nå. I can take this in English because when you go to start game now, you meet a lot of Americans. You meet Sean Blay with the family, and I saw a lot of Americans at the game, and that's now the part of start history. So when we've talked to the players and celebrated with them today and the coaches and stuff, it's quite interesting to see how you've experienced the first 18 months of this period, and of course all the amazing thing that happened on Saturday and what's coming up next before the start of the next season.
At Bislett, I even met some Americans that told me, "Nice to see you again. How are you?" And I could not even remember that I have seen them before.
When you know we have two men in coming, it, right?
Exactly. But great. David Grimm, first and foremost, welcome to this episode. Congratulations with the promotion. Where should we start?
I'll defer to you on that, but I will say that I've literally been daydreaming about this very podcast for 2 years. So it's awesome that it's here. Maybe a little earlier than we anticipated or planned for, but that's a blessing and something we'll take advantage of and progress forward.
Because a lot of people say it's too early, but what do you have to say to that? Can it be too early to get promoted?
I understand the perspective. I believe that we have demonstrated that we can overcome difficult challenges. There have been numerous challenges over the last year and a half that together with the club, the members, the supporters, you guys, the city, the community, we've done it together. And I'm confident that this new challenge, which is the top division, is another one that we can overcome if we're all working together.
At this time last week, I received a message on WhatsApp from you. You wrote that flights are booked.
Yeah,
so you wanted to be there at Bislett. Can you take us through how the last week has been for you?
Yeah, it's been, I would say, slightly anxious. I haven't been nervous, to be honest. Obviously, there are some nerves and butterflies given the situation, but it was more excitement, just knowing what this could mean for everyone. I knew I had to be here. You know, I think we discussed the supercomputer had it at a 24% chance. I knew if there was even a small chance, I couldn't afford to not be here to experience it. So I'm glad I came. You mentioned flights, plural. Actually, I only booked one flight, which was to come here. I didn't book a hotel. I had no plans. I was just going to go with the flow. And fortunately, it took us in this direction, and here we are now.
What did your wife tell you when you decided to book the flight?
It was no questions asked. She knew this is what we've been working for, and she's been an incredible supporter. She's as passionate about this as I am, as we are. So it's awesome to be able to share this experience. She's a little jealous that she wasn't able to make the trip. Definitely some FOMO from my wife, but I think as we look forward, there's going to be many more exciting opportunities for her to experience and for those that weren't able to come to experience.
When you landed in Oslo, you knew the stakes. Start had to beat Lyn, while the club also was dependent on what happened between Åsane and Kongsvinger. How was your faith that a promotion would happen?
I had confidence that we were going to do our job, and you can only control what you can control, right? And for us, that was Lyn, and we got the job done. I would say one of the best performances we've had, both on the pitch and also in the stands.
The best, if
the
you
best.
Ask me.
Yeah, that's right. It's the one that really mattered. And Azar and Joey and the team, the game plan was to go hard, get a goal as early as possible, and put some pressure on Kongsvinger in the other match. I mean, we all know Kongsvinger knew what the score was at halftime. There's no doubt about it. And we got that job done. And it just increasingly felt better and better as the match went on. But to your point, there was also a sense of, you know, you're excited and a little nervous about the other match, but ultimately it's out of your hands, right? You did your job, and that's all you can do. But obviously those final 7-8 minutes watching on there are thousands of cell phones out.
Where were you in the stands, and who were you sitting with?
So the first half, I sat with Espen and some American friends at the very top, the last row, which was awesome because we could see everything and just soak it all in and see the flares and the flags and the singing and jumping. It was incredible. That was the first half. And then came halftime. Just needed to stretch my legs a little bit. I went downstairs, and I thought about going back up. I was like, I can't sit still. There's just no way that I can sit down or stand up there. So I kind of was behind the goal a bit, off to the side, just pacing back and forth. I have to say to those that, you know, I hope I wasn't too much of a distraction walking back and forth for 45 minutes. But there were some families, some younger supporters kind of hung out with, and we were keeping our eyes on the other match as well. And that was it was really fun to share that with some people, you know, I'd never met before. And, you know, you meet someone 5 minutes before and you're hugging them 5 minutes later. It's a pretty fun experience.
Because it's a lot of layers to this. It's the stakes. It's that you're dependent on someone else.
Right.
It's the away support.
Right.
Because if this was in Sogndal, you would never have been able to experience it like this. We had a 7-point gap in August, September, which was taken away from us. And then in October, Kongsvinger overcame us.
Right.
That was a difficult challenge. Yeah. So it's a lot of things here that's culminating in into those last minutes when the players are standing around their phones wondering if Åsane, it's quite strange experience.
There's nothing really more you could really add, right? That's a lot to take in, and I think you couldn't write that script. That was straight out of a movie. It was incredible.
But tell me how the minutes was for you when the game ended in Oslo, but still it was 3 or 4 minutes left in Bergen.
Yeah, I think it was a combination, I think, for a lot of us, which was, are we going to see a 95th minute heartbreaker? But also every second that ticked, you were getting closer and closer to jumping up and down and rushing the field. So it got better and better. And as I mentioned, I sat with two young supporters on their phone, and we watched together, and just absolute chaos at the final whistle.
Because during the game, it was, for the first hour or so, it was only good news.
Right,
It was 1-0, 2-0, red card for Kongsvinger, red card for Lyn. So everything went in Start's favor. And when it was 3-0, it was like, this is almost done and dusted.
Right.
And then two things happened.
Åsane got a red card.
Red card for Åsane.
And then you say, no. You lost it.
Yeah, because in that moment, I felt like we have this.
Right.
And then suddenly, okay, it's a red card for Åsane as well.
And those things were happening at about the same time, too.
And
yeah.
Joakim Holtan comes on for Kongsvinger. It was almost written in the stars that something could happen up there. But how did you experience that twist and turns?
You nailed it. I was, like everyone, keeping tabs on my phone. And I'll also mention the app I was on showed 2 red cards for Åsane. It was a mistake at first that showed 2 players. So I thought there was a double red on 2 players.
That would change it completely.
So I was a mess for about a minute. And then we realized that was changed to be accurate. But yeah, it was an absolute roller coaster. But as you mentioned, I wouldn't change it. Sure, it'd be fun to be in Lillestrøm's position where you secure it with a handful of games left. But
this was better.
This is what it's all about. And it was really, really special. And as we talked about, no matter what happens in 5 years, 10 years, like, we'll always have this moment. And that's what the community deserves.
And after the final whistle, people went nuts. And I remember that I saw you standing there with tears in your eyes. What went through your head in those moments?
Yeah, I think I still haven't fully digested it. But it was just such a scene, right? It was right out of a movie. And you just start to reflect on what you've been through, right? What you've sacrificed. A lot of people have put a lot of time and effort into this. I think of Kai at the club, who's dedicated his life to that club. I think of Mikland, who's passing on his experience to the young guys. Azar, his family's in Bergen. Mick, his family's in Manchester. These players, they're stepping away from their families to train every single day. Everyone makes incredible sacrifices to make this happen. The supporters that are using their hard-earned money to buy tickets to experience this with their kids and their families. It takes a team, takes everybody, and that's something I've been enjoying reflecting on. I was speechless after the game. It's starting to hit me now. Yesterday, I woke up at about 2 o'clock, first of all. It was a long night. And I just, you know, I could sat in bed and watched videos and looked at pictures all night or all day, but I decided to get up and I just walked into town. And the first moment, like, really, really hit me yesterday was Start and Pod posted on Instagram a video that was kind of a slow motion with some music and just the moment the players found out and the celebration. And I'm by myself in a restaurant in Kristiansand crying watching this, and I said, oh, I better get my bill and get out of here. But it was just remarkable, and it's so well deserved from everybody. Both the effort on the pitch yesterday and in the stands was just unparalleled.
You can see how emotional he is while he speaks about it. Now, again, in tears, this means a lot for him, because for the investors as well, Daniel, it has been a hell of a ride.
Yes, and for me, as you know, I've grown up a Start fan. Now I'm trying to be more professional in this job, but I'm also, you can't just put that to one side. So after the game, I went out with after we finished the with Jim Rune and in the dressing room and everything, I went out with my brother and some friends from a long time, and we went to some pubs and stuff. And there's a lot of people there who's been critical because they feel that it's our club, it's the Kristiansand club, and it's kind of a mixture of feelings, you know, because some people feel like the club has been taken away from them, you know. So I think save some praises for you guys, I think it's so important because those people will not just suddenly be. A lot of people are probably very happy that you guys come in, but a lot of people also needs time to make this, you know, and good experiences and feel like you really, really care about this club. And I feel like what has surprised me the most about you guys is how often you've been here. And it's a lot of, you talk about commitment and you have to go away from your kids, yeah, and with your family for several days to be here. And I would like to, I think it's really, really important. And we were discussing it in the pub that you guys share these moments with the fans. I think it's absolutely vital for this project to continue, because if it's division and a feeling that they want something different than us,
right,
they want to take a club, then it could be a big, big problem. But I would like to say that I think it was important that some of you guys were here, and how often, because I feel like every month I see one of you guys in Kristiansand.
That's about our yeah, goal is to be
so
here.
It's, yeah. I think it's it deserves some credit.
Yeah, no.
I think if we have one message as a group, first and foremost, it's not our club. We don't own the club. We are partners, and we are one piece of the puzzle. Our financial support and our work is not the end all be all. Like, it's one piece, and we fully recognize that it's a partnership, and that there are other pieces to this that need to work together. And that includes the community. That includes those that maybe are still skeptical or were skeptical. That's okay. I mean, from our perspective, obviously, we want everyone to work hard and be on board together. But results, you know, will speak for themselves. And if we continue to have good moments like this weekend, we hope everyone can be united moving forward.
And normally I never mention what me and you speak about because it's private, of course. But I remember one day I was speaking with him on WhatsApp. I think it was 2 at night local time here in Norway, and the results was not going that well. And I remember you texting me that we will make this happen, I am sure, and it's written in the destiny or something. So you really believed in this since day one. And I will never forget that message, to be honest.
Yeah. Something my wife has actually talked about a lot. She said when you work hard and you do the right thing, like, good things can happen. And so many people are doing the right thing and working hard. So there have been tough days where you do question decisions or question, you know, the direction we're going. But I've been confident since day one that, again, like, I've been thinking about this podcast since the first day we stepped in town, and I knew we'd have it. I have my phone's charging, but I had a note on my phone that was dated June, and I started to note what I wanted to talk about when we promoted. Been confident all year that this was going to be our year. It was a little quicker than we planned for or anticipated, but we have a really good group of people across the board, and good things, as we discussed, good things aren't easy. And when you accomplish your goals and you overcome challenges to get there, it makes it even more special. And this club has had its fair share of challenges. But where we are now is a testament to the hard work everyone has put in to get us to the next level.
One question. This club has been promoted before.
Right.
And it's gone down.
Yep.
It's changed a lot of coaches. I played for Start in three years. It was 6 coaches in 3 years. So we've been through a lot. And you've experienced yourself that this bad results can be testing, you know? You had an emotional, interview with us a couple of months ago, which you a couple of days later said, okay, I'm sorry it came out in a wrong way. That just shows how difficult this is.
Sure.
Because it's a lot of emotion and it's a lot of money at stake. It's a lot of people involved. How would you, have you learned anything about?
I think the most important thing is that you're learning every day.
Yeah.
And sometimes you're going to make the wrong decision. Sometimes you're going to make a mistake. But when you are unified as a group, and that means everybody, right? Not just us, you can overcome those difficult moments and know that if you can band together, you can overcome any challenge. I mean, think of where we were a year and a half ago, right? A couple days from bankruptcy in a relegation qualification position. And a year and a half later, here we are. And I think this is one of the best stories in European or Scandinavian football over the last couple of years. For what this club and this community has done is remarkable.
But let's turn back the time 1.5 years ago when we wrote that you were on your way into the club. I'm sure you remember that there was a lot of people skeptical about you. Of course, you remember all the chants in social media about Yanks out, keep those guys out of our club. What do you want to say to those people now?
Thank you for supporting the club and, you know, the passion that everyone has, you know, no matter where you stand on our involvement, ultimately it's the club that matters. And the passion they show each and every day for the club is incredibly helpful and incredibly important. I think it's important for everyone to know, you know, you don't invest in a first division Norwegian football club because you want to be running away with millions and millions of dollars. You do it because it's an opportunity to work hard and do something good, as we talked about. And this is a really special place, a really special city, unique. We felt the passion since the first day we arrived here. And, you know, it doesn't matter to us how someone feels about us. Everyone has the right to feel how they want to feel. But our commitment to the club is unwavering and it's going to continue no matter what. And we, you know, we enjoy these different opinions and perspectives, and that's what the passion is all about, football.
But do this kind of negativity give you extra fuel to show people wrong?
I have pretty thick skin, especially, you know, spending some time in what I have professionally. Yeah, I mean, obviously, we're all on the same mission. We just maybe have some different perspectives, and that's okay. But sure, I mean, you want to execute on your plan and get the job done, and it definitely feels good. But it feels good for everybody.
And also, this is a good, like David just said, nobody can take away what happened on Saturday, because that's the memories that's created. Nobody can take them away from us. They will be in the Start history no matter what happens next year. If Start get relegated or if Start goes to the Champions League, this is still a big night for a lot of people. And I think we can't judge them now. We can say that, okay, it's been a good start, but I think the history about David Graham and Roger Laughney and John Blay and their involvement in Start, I think that will be... In 5-10 years' time, then we will know how this story has gone. Right now, it's an exciting adventure, and we'll just have to see what happens.
But I think that in some ways you can judge them based on what they said that they would do. Yes. When they came to the club. They say that they were passionate about the team, that they would give the club the support. You mentioned how many times they have come over and been here. You and other people at the club decided to stick with Azar, even though at some point last year the results was not good at all. So you have lived up to a lot of the things that you say that you would do.
Yeah, I think we are not going to overpromise and underdeliver. We are going to do what we say we're going to do. Some things will take longer than others, but we remain steadfast in our commitment to this club. And there are new challenges ahead of us, obviously, that is a new experience for a lot of people involved at the club. But I'm confident that we can get the job done.
We will speak more about the challenges that are waiting for you. But looking back the past 1.5 years, what decisions and what kind of things are you most proud over?
I think just uniting as a club, the community giving us this opportunity. Like we're honored, and we understand this is a privilege to be here. We don't take it lightly. We're proud to be here. We want to represent the city and the club well. It's important for us. I think just everyone coming together through a very difficult time last year. And you all know even better than we do what the last few years have been like. But we do know what it was like when we came in. And we know we're in a much better place now. Still have a lot of work to do, but it just feels good to see people coming together and getting results for each other.
I saw a message sent from the Sindre Skjelmeland, the previous Start coach, to Jim Rune, where he told him that FVN needs to fire me now because my place is Obos. But you, me and you, Daniel, next year we are going to change out Raufoss, Moss, Åsane, Vitte, Rosenborg, Brann, Vålerenga. We will be there.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing for everybody. We will see players that play for the national team that's probably going to the World Cup. We will see, we'll face team that play in the Europa League now and in the Champions League. So it's and we talked about it earlier with the other players. It's Norwegian football is no longer a backyard league. It's actually number 12 or something in world football. So to be a part of that is actually quite big, and I'm really looking forward to it, because me and you we
have never been an Elite Serie podcast.
We've had my first assignment for FVN was actually Lillestrøm at home, where the game before Martin Ramsland sent Start to the Elite Serie. But the first, when I signed the paper with Paul in 2020, Start was an Elite Serie club. And if you've told me then that was the last game until 2026, I wouldn't have believed you, because Start usually was like down 1 year, up 1 year. So this is, since I think the early 70s or something, this is the longest period that Start has been out of top tier football. So that's also, I think people are hungry to go to Sparbank in Norge Arena next year to watch Rosenborg, to watch Viking. I think they're really, really hungry, and I think it's going to be a lot of Cecil tickets sold the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, it's super exciting. And I think we saw a taste of of what is to come this weekend, right? That was incredible support. I have no doubt that the level of support in the stands contributed to the players' success on the pitch. They came out firing, and it was fantastic. And if we can kind of capture that energy and excitement, you know, bring it back to Sparbank and Norge next year here in Kristiansand, get it to the away matches as well, I think we can do really good things.
But what kind of challenge lay in front of you now? What will be different?
Obviously, it's a whole different budget financial picture. It's a whole different sporting picture. But again, we've overcome some difficult times over the last year or so, and I'm confident that these challenges are new. But there's something we can overcome working together.
One question. You said you committed for, I don't know, want to be unprecise here, but something around 40 million Norwegian kroner over 10 years.
Right.
And we know that in the plans, you were supposed to spend more the first couple of years than later, because this club was supposed to be self-sustainable after four or five.
Something. 18, the two first years, according to the plan, but you have been quoted, you, Roger, or someone else have been quoted earlier this year that it has been spent over 25 million NOK.
That means that over the last couple of seasons, you've spent more than 10 million more than you earn each season. And we also say that you earn 15 to 20 million more in the Eliteserie than in Obos. But that also doesn't mean that Start can go 20 million up because you're already overspending.
Right.
So how would you say, how much more lee room is there for extra spending?
I mean, first and foremost, you know, we made a commitment to this club and we're going to be here to support it. In that same vein, the club needs to improve its finances. That's both, primarily on the revenue side, right? Like we need to find new opportunities. I hope this excitement from this weekend generates those opportunities for us. That's a challenge ahead for Vibeke, who starts in a few days. Confident in her ability to help navigate that situation. But ultimately, we're committed to the club. We're going to do our part. As we talked about earlier, it's a partnership. And we're hoping that, you know, the other parties can do their part as well.
Will you do something special next season, or will you continue on the same path as you have done until now?
In what regard?
When it comes to investing in the club, do you have any other plans? We have spoken earlier about the stadium.
Sure. So, you know, we're working through the budget as we speak. As you can understand, we were working on multiple different potential budgets. So that, you know, that's being worked on now. Our focus, sole focus next year, is remaining in the Eliteserien. Mm. That is the focus. That's where our time, energy, and resources are going to be spent.
So you're prepared to have a third year in minus to stay, or do you, how?
Oh, we need to continue to make progress. Mm. You know, I don't have a prediction on that outlook. That's what we're working through now. But put it this way, we were planning on this or hoping for this opportunity next year. Mm. Right. So we did perform ahead of schedule in terms of the sporting side, but the financial side and administration needs to progress in line with the sporting now.
Mm.
But that, you know, with the new challenges come new opportunities, and I think we can get it done.
What do you think will be important if Start is going to stabilize?
Right?
Sorry, my English is not the best in the Eliteserien.
I think they need to stay as united as possible. That's the main thing, and that should be the major learning point from earlier experiences.
Right.
That if you can keep the same coach, if you can keep the same, a lot of the same people that's taken this club, the steps they have done the last 18 months, then that will be the main thing, I think. Because as we talked about KFUM, Sandefjord, there's a lot of teams that's outperforming their spending. Start has done it this year, because remember, Kongsvinger and Ålesund, they pushed harder financially than Start to make this promotion. So it is possible to outperform economics. But over time, we see that 9 times out of 10, it's the bigger teams financially that's succeeding. So David's completely right. You can outperform for some years, but over time, Stock needs more revenues. Right. They need more people in the stands. They need more partners, and they need to get the TV money in every year, because you can't just live off. Because suddenly Asa goes to another team, or suddenly something else happened that you can't control, and then the club needs to be more stable than it's been for the last couple of years.
And our approach to this investment is to invest financially to help position the club to operate on its own, right? A club or a business or a team cannot rely on outside injection every year forever. So the goal is to use our investment, stabilize the club, and then put the club in a position where it can grow itself. That's
what happens with you guys then? If year six, Start is number seven in the Eliteserie. You have stabilized. The club is running itself. And of course, after some time, you will take back some of the money that you've put in, of course. But what happens then? What's the long game?
If year six we're in seventh position, then in year seven we're going to go for sixth position. We're going to keep working to progress the club.
Yeah, but do you understand what's the end game here?
The end game is 1 year at a time. I mean, that's I have no prediction for 7 years from now, but we're committed here. I mean, we've fallen in love with this city and this club, and you know, hope we can be here for a long time if that's what the supporters and the community desire. Hopefully we can keep showing results and strengthen the relationships.
And when it comes to making the revenues grow in 7 days, Vibeke Johannessen will start in her new role as a CEO. How important will she be? Also, she has a lot of experience from Eliteserien with Brann.
Right, she's a tremendous asset for the club now, and look forward to bringing her experience. She'll obviously bring previous experiences, new opportunities, new ideas, new initiatives to get the job done, and that's why she stepped up to the plate. And again, talk about sacrifices, right?
And talk about being given the best gift possible for her to start.
Yes, she deserves a lot of credit for committing to the job before there was, you know, any confirmation of where we would be at the end of the year. But, you know, that's another individual that is going away from home to do something that's important, to do something that's good and special. She deserves that credit and tremendous new part of the team.
But what kind of CEO will Start have in Vibeke? What can you say about her qualities?
She's a hard worker, tremendously professional, good communicator. I will certainly allow her to make her own impression here in Kristiansand, but my interactions with her so far have been incredible. We talk quite frequently. We're both super excited, and I think she's going to be a rock star.
And I guess she will be important for Start the next year, Daniel, because now they will have a lot of maybe better opportunities since they play in Eliteserien.
Of course, it's like we just talked about. Eliteserien is a brand right now that is growing, and it's more and more money coming into it. So for Vibeke to go out and talk to sponsors about a team that's competing with Bodø/Glimt, who plays in the Champions League, who's gonna meet Man City and Atletico Madrid and Juventus over the next couple of months, that gives a whole another opportunity for interest and if the interest that I've received on my phone over the last couple of days about people from everywhere, people from Kristiansand who lives all across the country, is just super excited about this. If, like David says, that also can contribute with actual money into the club, then the club will be very, very much stronger than it's been for a couple of years.
But let's also speak about the people that have been here this season, starting with Asar Karadas, the job he has done. What can you say about him?
Yeah, I mean, not just Asar, the entire sporting staff, the players. I mean, that is who took us across the finish line and got us promoted. And we're just 2 days removed from securing our promotion. And I would really like for the focus to be on that group of people that got the job done during challenging circumstances, have been super committed to the club. And one of my favorite things to do here is to go to the stadium and just watch the training and see them putting 110% on every day. And they all do. He's a tremendous leader. I love watching him work. He has a great presence to him. I can't even fathom what he was like on the pitch himself a few years ago. He's an animal. But proud to know him, proud to work with him. He's just a good professional that is a good leader for this organization.
How vital will he be for this project moving forward?
Yeah, he's an important... He helped to get us here. And as we talked about, consistency and stability is something that Start has lacked in previous years. And to grow, it's important to have consistency and stabilization. So hope that we can keep Azar for a long time. He's doing a great job.
And when it comes to the players, you have Jon Olav Nordheim that has played with 150 injuries this this season. You have the captain, Erik Schulzen, not the most outgoing guy, but he takes a lot of responsibility, has a lot of experience, a good mentor for the younger players. Håkon Lorentzen, the importance he has in the dressing room. Sivert Sira Hansen that chose to say no to to Tromsø this summer. How important has those guys been?
Yeah, as you mentioned, it's not just the captains. It's a team full of leaders, and that's how you get the results we got this weekend. Everyone steps up and does their part. And you're right, it's a mature, professional group of young men. Enjoy watching them spend time together and fight for each other. It's good. It's a good group.
And also, there's a saying in football that the ugly wins is the best wins. I totally disagree with that. I think the statement win that Start put in front of all of us, with the desire, with the quality, they had to really just crush Lien in that final game. I think that also, even though Start finished 25 points behind Lillestrøm and the gap to them have been big, I think Lillestrøm would have become like fifth, sixth maybe in Eliteserien. So maybe not Lillestrøm is the best comparing team that Start should like progress past for the next 6 months. But I just think that that statement win must have felt something for the players, that they're able to really bring their best and really utilize and take the plan that us has made for them. Yep. And they've made together during the week, that they did it so efficiently and so good, and they can be proud of the performance.
It was a great way to finish strong. I think it was also important for the momentum heading into next year. Again, the supporters in the stands, if we can maintain that momentum and excitement and passion heading into the Eliteserien, we'll be in good shape.
Because that game, we have not spoken a lot about it with you, but to be honest, it was boys versus men. And when we're speaking about delivering, when the stakes are at their highest, they really delivered.
They did. It was a super strong performance. And to your point, it just kind of kept getting better. Felt good kind of the whole way through. It was nice to get an early goal. And I think there have been a few times this year that we've been fighting back. So it was nice. I mean, we were in control the whole game.
And I also think you could, after 15 minutes, when Start missed first the chance with Schulze, then with Sira Hansen, then the double chance with Håkon Lorentzen, you could, if it was a weaker group, they could be like, not this again. But I really felt that they just kept going and knew that if we just keep doing this, we will win. And it was a dominant performance.
It was great.
How will you continue enjoying this in the coming weeks?
Yeah, it still has not completely soaked in yet. So I'm excited to get home with the family. I mean, as you guys know, I love it here, but I do miss them. And it was tough not having my wife with me in Oslo. So I'm excited to get home and share the experience with them and continue to enjoy this for another day or so and then get back to work.
What will be the most important things for you moving forward?
I think just to continue to prepare and ensure that we are in a stable position as we head into new challenges. I mean, there's going to be new experiences, new difficulties. But again, if we maintain this united front, we're going to be just fine.
Is it something that you want to speak to David about before we wrap this up?
What's his favorite nickname? Is it Grimmeren or David Wynn?
Oh, I'll take either. I'm happy. You're that happy? They're. I mean, I've seen worse nicknames on Twitter, so I'll take those two nicknames any day of the week. But appreciate it. It's all fun and just hope we can stay with at least David Wynn for a little longer, right?
And they have to rename because last time it was a big storm in Kristiansand.
That's right. It was my wife's name.
It was Amy.
It was.
So what's Roger's wife's name?
Jess. Yeah. So hopefully that one doesn't come around.
Yeah, because now people can dance Jess.
Maybe
to celebrate the promotion.
Oh, it's been a pleasure to have you.
Thank you.
And we're looking forward to seeing again. Maybe not before Christmas, but
we'll see. We'll see. Anything's on the table. We'll see. I can't stay away from here too long.
But again, once more, congratulations with the promotion job. Well done, and we look forward to following this going forward. Thanks a lot, and safe trip home.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Sendingen sponset av Coop. Litt ditt.